I'm Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. For two decades almost, I have been amazed and surprised at some of the stories that I have heard since the very beginning. The stories are all over the place when it comes to the specifics. But here's just one example of many, many, many stories that I have heard from persons with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Well, you know, I used to be a very well-known and actually famous competitive ping pong player. I got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. I began to have some movement challenges that were pretty debilitating. And then one day I decided, hey, wait a minute. Why don't I just see if I can find somebody to play ping pong with? So this person found a partner and began playing ping pong. And guess what? They had absolutely no difficulty whatsoever. If you had videotaped their playing, you would see that they were playing at a skill level when they were actually in competitive kind of programs. So, and of course, what the people tell me is, yeah, when they're doing something that is truly remarkable, truly gives them joy from the inside out, their symptoms all of a sudden are no longer problematic whatsoever. In some cases, no symptoms at all. In other cases, maybe a few, but they are in no way impeding their ability to perform at their maximum ability. So what exactly am I talking about besides for ping pong? Well, I have heard stories from people playing the guitar, playing violin, people who have never actually done any furniture making or woodworking, and all of a sudden they decided, well, let me just give it a try, and guess what? Whenever they're doing that, no symptoms. Walking in nature, gardening, painting. I mean, the list is almost endless. Now, the reason why I wanted to post this information is, first of all, this may resonate for you. You may have noticed that there are certain situations where all of a sudden the symptoms aren't problematic. Well, just think about it. What are you doing? What is giving you joy? What is feeding your bliss, as Joseph Campbell used to refer this to? Now, the reason I'm interested in making sure that I cover this important topic is that there is recently an hypothesis that has been tendered in research literature that pertains to Parkinson's that argues there are two movement centers that are independent of one another in the brain. One of them happens to be a bit problematic, happens to be almost disabled. The other is fully functional. That's exactly what we are describing here. So the key for you is to all of a sudden realize, okay, wait a minute. I've got two eyes, I've got two ears, I've got two kidneys. There's a lot of backup systems in the body. So hello, why is the body not going to be able to have two independent centers that would control movement? The task then for you is to all of a sudden ask yourself, oh, okay, wait a minute, what really gives me endless joy? What is it that I have always loved doing? Did I give it up? Hey, let's get back and start doing it again. When you can embrace and fulfill what gives you the greatest joys, I think you're going to discover that you will then be activating that brain center that controls movement that has no log jams. In other words, no symptomatic difficulties whatsoever. So the challenge is, what is it that gives you the greatest joy in life? Get an answer, go out and go for it. Now, many of you will say, well, you know, I loved golf, but you know, I've got these movement problems. I really don't think I could do it. Hey, look, do it safely, but why not give it a try? And see if that doesn't really result in the same outcome, which is symptom-free. Okay, maybe even goofy golf to start out with, which obviously is a course that's not challenging. But do golf if it is something that has always given you endless joy. Now, it may be at the beginning you might just be watching golf tournaments. Well, that'll give you great joy. It might be watching golf tournaments. That might give you greatest joy. Or doing golf yourself. So pick a sport. Pick an activity, pick something that has always given you the greatest joy. And again, I want to say, if you're thinking, I don't think I can do this because I've got all of these movement challenges, hello, simply activate that particular brain center that controls movement that is not problematic whatsoever and does not cause the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So I say, go for it.